and welcome to Heat's We're Obsessed With podcast, a weekly podcast from Heat magazine, where we dissect all of the best showbiz stories of the week. I'm joined by Kate Randall.
Hello.
And Polly Foreman.
Hello.
All right, so just a reminder, for all the celeb gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. But for now, we are going to start with big engagement news of the week, Caroline Flack.
Yes, I'm obsessed with this story.
Are you?
I'm obsessed with the whole relationship because they've only been going out together for 3 months. And in that time, I think they've split up twice and now they're engaged.
I feel like there must be sort of more to it than we know, because all we seem to know is that he's allegedly cheated on her like a few times and now they're engaged. So I don't really understand. Are they even together? Like, is it all...
Well,
very odd.
I think he's desperate for fame, isn't he?
And do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was quite sweet.
But then why would Caroline sort of go along with that? Because Caroline's really, like, hot. And I feel like she could get sort of anyone else, but she's gone for some random guy who seems to be... It's very odd.
But she's been quite unlucky in love, though, hasn't she? In the past.
The old classic unlucky in love.
I don't know. Maybe she just dates the wrong men, but maybe he's another wrong man.
But he's just, like, completely different to anyone else. She's gone out. She likes a musician or someone quite cool. Andrew Brady is not cool.
He just seems very random. Yeah. Like, the most random guy she's going to pick. Like, some random guy from The Apprentice rather than some, like, Harry Styles, which...
I know who I'd go for.
Same.
Andrew Brady.
No, everyone. Harry Styles over absolutely everyone on the planet for me. But he kind of became like the progressive person on Big Brother, didn't he? Everyone was like, oh, he's like a gay ally, like LGBT ally icon. I don't know. Maybe he kind of earned points that way, didn't he?
He was I quite liked him on Celebrity Big Brother. I'm just very surprised by it. But I don't like to be cynical, but she has announced that she's got a clothing line out this week.
Oh, say no more.
I did not see that.
Yes, with River Island, and it's like great publicity for it.
Thing is, I don't know whether, as a showbiz reporter, I should really be like cynical, but I'm always like, oh, I want it to be real. I want them to be happy, but it actually breaks my heart when things are so manufactured. And
I think I'm just too cynical.
Oh, there's probably a happy medium somewhere. Cynical. Maybe your happy medium is Polly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them, and I don't think they will get married. Like, I think that would be very odd, unless they get some like huge deal with it. But you know,
yeah, maybe. I think they'll break up within about another month.
Yeah,
but I think they will last longer than Sheridan Smith and her boyfriend. She's got engaged after 3 months as well.
Also unlucky in love.
It's a big thing now, isn't it? I think a lot of celebrities get engaged after 3 months.
It gives me hope. Not that I'm a celebrity, but I could, you know, this time is 3 months. I could be planning a wedding.
Engaged by the end of the year, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Who is Sheridan Smith's fiancé?
He's a former, a bit like a stockbroker or something, unemployed at the moment, lives with his mum. She met him on Tinder.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I love a good celeb Tinder story.
Yeah.
They're so
and
rare.
They've been going out about 3 months. Just a couple of weeks ago, she was performing and she said that she did a song and it was for him and told the audience, she went, I know you're all going to say it's not going to last and it probably won't, but I'm having fun at the moment. And now they're engaged.
Oh my God.
And she was on holiday with someone else in January.
Living her best
thing
life.
Thing is,
to be honest.
I just don't know how people do that. To go from like, oh, I literally only just met you, but I cannot imagine my life without you now. It just feels mad.
I know. Maybe that's why we're not celebrities. We wouldn't be tabloid
we're
fodder, would we?
We're too sensible. We're like, no, we'll give it a sensible 2 years. Yeah. What's exciting about that? Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, every luck to them. Hopefully they don't go the way of Marcel and Gabby from Love Island. Oh. I will say I was actually very shocked about this.
So was I.
So Marcel has now admitted that he cheated on Gabby while they were on holiday together, which I just think is like such shameful behaviour.
And he even messaged a girl and asked her for day sex. I was like, day sex?
Actually using the phrase day sex, not even just sex. And like, just like,
should we have some day sex? Do a bit of day sex, love? No, it's night just, for me.
It's very bizarre that he knows who he is and he knows that they're on holiday, like taking like pictures together and probably getting papped. Yet he approached a random girl at a bar and was like, hello, she's gone to bed now.
I know, or was she working out or something? She came back
I don't know.
I can't remember what it was, but it was something that...
His texts are so mean that they're like, oh, she's ruined it, she's back. It's like, she's on holiday. She's allowed to be wherever she wants to be. I think that's so rude. Also, can you, like, I'm sorry, if you're on holiday, you're relaxing, can you imagine grafting on holiday when you've already got a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Like, you've already done that, but you did that last summer. Yeah. Doing it all. Now you can just enjoy your holiday.
Maybe he's like, oh, the last time I was on holiday, I was grafting. So it's just like what I had to do. Gabby. I really liked Gabby. I thought that she was like kind of normal.
Yeah, I thought that they were going to be in the long term. I'm a sceptical person when it comes to the celeb romances, especially ones that come out of Love Island. I'm like, are you really together? I don't believe it. But I actually really believe them, and now I'm a bit... sad.
Yeah, coming from Miss Cynical over here. Yeah. When
we were just a table of six.
At the NTA, they came into the Heat photo booth thing and we all loved him. We were like, he was our new crush. We were just like, he's gorgeous and he's so nice and they're so loved up.
Is he a charmer?
Yeah, but just really nice to her as well. And I just, he was one of the good guys. He really was.
And it's just, there's something about the way he cheated on her which just feels even worse than just like normal cheating. Because I feel like if you go on holiday with someone, you feel pretty like secure. That you're
you don't think you've got a, you've not got to keep your tabs on them all the time, have you? When you're on holiday together. But
like, you're sharing a room, you've like booked it together. They had like flights home together. She didn't find out on holiday, did she?
I don't know.
I know, she must have found it after, because imagine how awkward that flight would be.
It was like a screenshot situation. Usually when the screenshot's sold to the press, it's like someone sliding into the DMs or something, not literally someone being on holiday at the same time. It's very odd. He needs to learn how to be a bit more subtle, to be honest.
Feel like, why do you even need to learn that? Like, I would know that and I'm not even famous.
But then she went on holiday, didn't she? And she was on holiday with Dan Osborne.
Yes. And
who was also now split up with...
Jacqueline Josser.
Yeah.
Isn't she pregnant?
Yeah.
Eight months pregnant.
Oh. Mad.
But he's got form for doing that, hasn't he? So.
Yeah.
Break up with his last girlfriend when she was pregnant?
Yes. And then, so his last girlfriend was pregnant and he got with Jacqueline. And then I think she may have got pregnant while the other...
While the
girlfriend was still pregnant, or it was very like there's only like a year between.
No,
the
she
children.
Was pregnant, and because but it was like really, his girlfriend was like gave birth when Jacqueline was like 2 months pregnant, or 3 months pregnant, or something. Oh, so there's like less than a year between them.
Oh, it's just so grim.
But yeah, Gabby was sort of snuggling up to Dan on this weird trip that also involved Callum Best and Stephanie Davis. Does anyone else think this is the weirdest group holiday of all time?
Like, were they filming something?
No, they just went on some sort of retreat and they just put up all these pictures of them together and I'm like, how are you friends? How do you know each other?
And I was kind of like, what is Dan Osborne doing there?
I know,
his wife is 8 months pregnant. You don't need to be in Marbella with Gabby.
With Davis.
It was like a workout retreat? Like a boot camp?
Yeah.
But, all right. So, one of those.
But why with it? Why?
When
them?
Your wife is 8 months pregnant and also, like, worst group of all time.
And also, it's like, there was a rumour going around that Stephanie Davis and Callum Best were, like, getting together.
Oh,
and
they then deserve
apparently, each other. Apparently Callum Best was like, no, and he was really angry that everyone was thinking
it. No one wants to be linked to Stephanie.
No one wants that.
I wouldn't want to be linked to Callum Best, though.
Really?
As if he's got standards.
Oh, I love a bit of Callum Best.
Do you?
Yeah, I quite like Callum Best as well.
Like Callum Best now, or like Callum Best? When he was on Love Island.
There is
Celebrity
something
Love
about
Island.
Him. Yeah. Like, all Callum Best for me, to be honest.
Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't trust him if I got with him, but, you know.
You wouldn't trust him on a holiday.
No. He'd be going off for day sex elsewhere, wouldn't he?
Oh, God. So grim. I can't believe that Camilla and Jamie are the only... Well, I can believe, because I rooted for them. But they're the only Love Island couple still together.
I'm sure they're still together, to be honest. I think it's mad.
It took them about 6 months to admit they're a couple.
I know.
Yeah, now they're off, like, saving the world together. Hanging out in refugee camps, making raps. They're so good.
And they are beautiful.
Yeah, they are. Like, inside and out.
Yeah.
Whenever Radiant. I've seen him, I'm like, oh my God, you're so fit.
He's quite cool though, because he's done loads of stuff where, like, he isn't on Instagram. Is he? Or he doesn't he is, but he doesn't like to like sell himself on Instagram. He doesn't think it's good for his mental health.
Mm.
But then it means he's lost all of his modelling jobs.
Aww, he's a dream.
He's got love though, that's fine.
Yeah.
Unlike Marcel or Gabby now.
Or
Jacqueline. Or Jacqueline. Oh my gosh. Or, yeah.
Nobody has got love.
How sad. Moving on. Fern McCann's new show premiered this week, First Time Mum. Did anyone watch it?
Yes. And I loved
it. That's a resounding one person.
Yes, I loved it. Well, I'm a bit of a sucker for those reality shows with kids and family. I just I don't know. There's something about Fern that I really, really should hate and dislike her, but I just can't help but like her. She's just really funny. And, but I mean, she does describe her down below bits as a fillet steak, looking like a fillet steak.
Oh yeah, she say her boobs were like spaniel's ears, so she needed a boob job, but her down
she went
below
down below
has never
been better.
It's like, come on, hun. Calm down. Like, we don't need to know.
She was like, I don't know what I did, but it's never looked better. And I was like,
we don't need to know either way, to be honest.
I don't know. She must be, yeah. I'm like, I don't think I'd ever want to see it again.
It sounds like she's probably terrified that people are going to think that it's not. So she's like, it's amazing. Yeah. It's like, okay, we weren't thinking about that, hun. Don't worry.
No, I'd be more worried about your ex-boyfriend rather than...
I feel like I can't judge because I haven't actually watched it, but I know that I haven't in the past liked Fern McCann.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so stupid. I just remember being like really irrationally angry at her for being like the showbiz reporter on This Morning.
Oh, yeah.
And not being able to pronounce Tom Hiddleston's name. And I was like sitting there like, how dare you? This should be me. So really, it's just fueled out of jealousy.
No, but that is very, very annoying. Because
why?
We've all worked hard. Yeah. She just goes into the jungle and is now a full-time TV presenter.
I know.
But then she's on it last night saying, I hate live TV, hate live TV. I was like,
we did enough of it.
That might be your job on This Morning, isn't it? But
is she still doing it? Because then like Kem and Amber did it and I was like, how dare you?
And then they got Toff.
I don't know why they get all these people. It's very odd. My favourite thing about like Fern and Fern's new show is her bitter rivalry with Sam, her other show. And they're both just really silly shows about like their babies. And it's like, oh yeah, like we don't get on anymore.
Yeah. Sam has fallen out with Fern.
For having a show about a baby?
Yeah, because she said, I did it first. And now you're kind
it's
of...
the stupidest
but you weren't...
feud of all time.
But I'm sorry, it's like, what... There's such a pattern for people who go on like Made in Chelsea or TOWIE or anything like that. It's like they get pregnant young accidentally sometimes. Mm. And then they're like, well, I can't do this show anymore. So I have to go and have a baby and make my living out of having a baby. Like Binky did that as well.
Yeah. Everyone does it.
Everyone's done it.
I don't think Sam Fares is the first person to be like, oh, I've got a great idea. How about you film me while I'm pregnant?
She didn't invent having babies.
And it's like ITV will have invented the show, not her. It wasn't her idea. Yeah. She'd be like, oh, I'm going to make a mummy baby. Like, it's very,
and Fern has got a better story than Sam.
Well, Fern's is like a tragic tale, isn't it? Whereas Sam's is like, you've got an awful boyfriend that everyone hates.
And a child that won't stop having tantrums.
Yeah.
But
get a bit of a headache watching that, to be honest.
I haven't seen that one either.
But Fern is still really good friends with Billy.
Oh, Sam's
awkward. And Fern is going on Billy's hen do, which Sam is organising.
Oh, the Ibiza one.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, that's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll make up. Maybe they'll make up.
Maybe that'll be filmed for my
Diaries. Maybe they'll both have their TV cameras and then there'll be a massive fight.
I would love a fight between the cameramen.
Maybe just see some cameras like smashed.
It'll be like the Anchorman news team fight, you know. Yeah. It's like rivalry news channels or like filming channels. Oh, well, interesting. Maybe I will watch it then, actually.
Yeah, give her a go. Give her a go.
Talking about other iconic families, I hate this so much. The Beckhams reunited for David Beckham's birthday. So you might have seen this on Instagram. David got very emotional when Brooklyn surprised him on his birthday. And I don't know, the reviews are mixed.
Can I just ask, hasn't Brooklyn literally been in this country the whole time? I swear he hasn't been in New York. He hasn't been at uni. So he didn't go there for one day and then he came back to surprise
him. It was
him.
If he'd just returned from war or something. They were like, my boy.
Brooklyn Beckham is always in London, like falling out of like Rain nightclub in Piccadilly. It's just like, what are you doing? I don't understand.
He is the most obsessed with his family of any person in the world. Like, he's got, like... It's not surprising that he was there for his dad's birthday. He's so in love with his dad.
Like, he's always like, miss you so much. Miss you, Mark. Like,
I bet he's saying that from the bedroom of his family home. Yeah.
Like, we think they wake up every day being like, I love you. I love you. Like, oh, I love you more.
They go down the table like, I'm grateful for you.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for
we
you.
We don't need anyone else. Just us because we are perfect family.
God. Oh, they're not though.
I can't bear
I didn't
want to
see.
Sorry.
I don't like them either.
They used to be my... Well, I'm still obsessed with them, but...
For different reasons.
They used to be everything I wanted. I wanted to be married to someone like David, have children like that. And then I realised, actually, No. I wouldn't want to be in that weird family that's always saying I love you and hugging you and kissing you. I just want, no, just be normal. And Harper, the voice on Harper.
God.
She sounds very posh now, doesn't she?
She was on that video, she's like, I didn't realise Brooklyn was coming.
Isn't she, how old is she? 5?
She's almost 7.
Oh. Did you realise anything when you were 7? Yeah. Like, I don't think I knew anything.
And then when she was reading out David's birthday cards, did you hear her voice?
Oh, yeah.
Dear Daddy, I hope you have a fabulous day. Love, Harper. I love you so much. Why can't you just be normal kid and write happy birthday, love, so-and-so?
They're all just too perfect. It's like, I wonder what they talk about apart from saying I love you. Do they even have any sort of meaningful conversations? It's just like, oh, I love you too.
But yeah, no, because the thing is, Victoria Beckham used to be really funny and I feel like she's really hidden that. Remember when she had her show that was kind of like tongue-in-cheek?
Oh, Coming to America.
Yeah, and she was like, she was really funny in it. And maybe, is she still funny? She doesn't seem very funny.
She likes to say she is. I think...
What's funnier than saying I'm hilarious?
No, everything's true. The thing is, people always say I'm so funny. I was like, don't think you've got to quit. You've got to,
if
you can't
have to remind
say it all the
people.
Time. I'm funny. I'm really, really
By the
funny.
Way, guys, I'm so funny. I'm so... Just take my word for
just remember,
it.
I am hilarious. Whenever you're out with me, you'll be lolling all the time.
I won't show you now, but just know that in other circumstances, I'm very funny.
She just always looks so awkward.
Yeah, she doesn't smile.
But I think it's because she's... always worried about what people think of her and how she looks, and just be a normal person. Like,
yeah, normal. And like she shut David up so that he can't speak in the press anymore. So like, is he allowed to speak normally?
Well, all he can say is that he loves his family.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Love you so much.
I hate that family, and I feel like Chloe Grace Moretz is better off without Brooklyn.
Oh God, yeah.
I watched Bad Neighbours 2 on the weekend, and I was like, oh. She's amazing. Why was she?
What was she ever doing with him?
Twice.
So bizarre.
And now he's just with
swanning about with every model under the sun, and he's not. God. He thinks he's the best, like literally God's gift to women. He's just awful. He's only like 12.
He really should be better looking than he is.
Yeah,
he's got the worst parts of both of them.
That's what I think, though. When two really attractive people have babies, that their children are never that attractive. So yeah, really someone like beautiful should, like all beautiful people should be marrying normal looking people, really.
Well, yeah, because some people you see, they're two ugly people and you're like, how did you produce that baby? but quite often, like stunning, like beautiful people, they haven't got great features.
Maybe it's surgery. Yeah. Maybe it's actual their genetics. Who knows? So yeah, basically we all hate the Beckhams.
Not all of us.
I mean, we love to hate them, basically. And finally, the thing to round off this week, because it's just been everything, is Kanye's just insane outbursts on Twitter and in random interviews. So some context, if you haven't already unfollowed Kanye West, he's back tweeting. Saying some very strange things. And then he went on TMZ Live and said that slavery was a choice.
Yeah. And then did you see him talking about all the drugs he was on and the lipo that he was having before his wedding?
Yeah, and he had a breakdown. And then talked about his feud with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Because they didn't come to his wedding.
Because he's bonkers. I feel bad saying bonkers because he has actually got a mental illness. But then, like, when people were saying, oh, crap, has Kanye like fallen in the deep end a bit? Kim was like, how dare you?
I know.
He's fine. Mental illness is not a joke. Great Kim Kardashian impression.
He's fine.
But it's like, well, that's like a valid concern for people because he's being very strange.
I think he sort of like spent all his life trying to be controversial and he's taken it way, way too far this time. I think he's now realised that and he's probably going to try and, I don't, maybe not, but.
Although, is it just a great PR stunt?
Probably. Everything he does it.
My theory is that it's all the working of Kris Jenner. She gave him, of course. She gave him his logins. She'd taken away his logins. She gave him back to him and he was like, finally! And that means that no one is talking about Chloe and Tristan anymore.
That is, and he's also got, he's dropping like 4 more albums or something and he's got his new 2 new clothing ranges. So it's all the cynic.
He's just someone who's read a book and now thinks he's an expert on things. Like talking about slavery and politics. You're like, why? You've read an article and now think you are a messiah.
It's like when my dad reads an article in The Times and then decides that he's the
expert
on all of it. The Times says this. Well, no.
Stop. Okay. I know. I feel like loads of people were like, oh, we've been calling Kanye a genius for years, but actually maybe he's just not well. Someone told me this, Stan. I don't think it's true. Did he lose 6 million followers?
I thought it was 10 million.
Oh, it was more than... Maybe
I don't know.
But there was a Twitter thread that I was following of all the celebrities who unfollowed him.
Yeah.
And it was Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber.
God.
Me. Oh, no, I didn't actually.
Oh, no, you have to keep following him just for the entertainment.
I'm sure he's probably gained a lot of followers as well, to be honest.
Do you think?
Because people want to see what else he's going to come out with.
Mm-hmm. I bet every journalist is now following
him.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the thing. Because they're like, well, we have to report on this. He's saying some crazy stuff. Yeah. Well, one theory was that he was writing a book in real time. So that's why
he said he was, didn't he?
Oh. Thing is, he's tweeted so much that I'm like, I can't even keep up with what you're saying. It's mad.
He's very bizarre.
Poor old Kim.
I know.
Kim's just sat at home with the kids shut up!
Oh, I don't think she's sat at home with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I listen to an interview with Kim, in my head, I'm a bit like, oh, I don't think I like Kim Kardashian. And then I listen to an interview with her and I'm like, oh, I actually really like Kim Kardashian. I think she's really funny.
She's really funny. She is funny. Yeah. Rather than posh.
She's funny and she's also very classy. Mm. Yeah. It sounds like she's like, I'm not going to say anything bad about Tristan because there's a baby involved. And I was like, that's quite nice. And she never said anything bad about Black China.
Yeah. And then she did, which is this interview. It's not about Kanye, but it's about the kids. And it's my favourite bit, how North, who we all thought was a bit of a diva, doesn't even speak to Saint. She doesn't speak to him. She goes, and we were all shocked the other day because she went, Saint, do you want some popcorn? And that's the first time she spoke to him. And Saint was like, what? Poor little Saint.
Aww. Oh, is it now because it's like they've got another baby? So North is like, ugh, actually, you're not my enemy. This baby is. You know what I mean? She was like, this babe, Saint stealing all of her limelight.
She didn't even want to call her Chicago. That was...
I love the way it was between Grace and Joe. I went with Chicago in the end.
What do they shorten it to?
Shy.
I think Shy is quite cute.
Yeah, North, Saint and Shy.
Yeah. North, Saint and Grace. I don't know.
North, Joe. Saint and Joe.
Joe. North, Saint and Joe.
Joe West.
Well, Joe West. Joe would be the Rob Kardashian of the clan. Do you know what I mean? Like the one that didn't get a K or a cool name.
Oh, Rob.
I mean, I know it's her dad's name, but he still was from the off, the black sheep of the family.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but again, no one's talking about Rob and China anymore.
Yeah.
It's all Kris Jenner.
She is a genius.
She's such a genius.
She truly is a genius. I actually would love to be a fly on the wall in Kris Jenner's life for a full week.
Just see what she's
managing. Because I feel like her life on Keeping Up with the Kardashians is not actually what she does.
Oh no, she's a lot more calculated than that.
Yeah.
Sits there, imagine plotting over a cauldron or something.
Yeah. I'm going to stir this pot now. I'm going to give Kanye the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, she's going to take it off him in another week.
Yeah,
and then...
she's like, those slavery comments were bad, but let's keep going for a bit longer.
Yeah, we'll see. And then he'll just try and log in one day and he's like, what? It's gone.
And then I'll just go back to silence forever. Okay, so that is it. So that is We're Obsessed With. Just to remind you, it comes out weekly every Friday. And for all the showbiz gossip you could want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. Bye.
Bye.